A lot of people want to talk about what happened in the soccer game last night. World Cup action, United States winners over Bosnia and Herzegovina. 2-0, or as they say in the world of soccer or football, 2-0. It was 2-0. But I was actually entertained. Someone who's not a soccer fan, I was entertained by it. I particularly liked the second half was intriguing because you had the red card, which put the United States down a man. So they're literally playing shorthanded for a long stretch of time. The goal that Malik Tillman, didn't even have to consult my notes there, Kang. Malik Tillman scored on the free kick was spectacular. Just the whole thing of being able to control a kick like that when you've got a wall of humanity in front of you and you kick the ball 6 inches above their heads, their collective heads, have spin on it, have it going right to left, and, you know, in such a manner that the goalie can't handle it, goes off his fingertips and ricochets into the net. It's great. And when you watch these, another soccer term, the pitch, when you watch the fields that they're playing on, they're meticulous in how, you know, how tight they keep that grass. So it's almost, it looks like an artificial surface, even though it's grass, and, you know, the ball just skips all over it. It's not like playing on a normal, you know, grass soccer field. This is different. And it's the speed really shows up. It was impressive. I enjoyed it last night. Not to the point where I'm going to become a soccer fan, but I...
Yeah, hold your horses, right?
Yeah, let's slow down. Slow down. But to the point where I'll look forward to the next World Cup.
All right. All right. That's good. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Can I get 4 years from now?
Can I get you to commit to Monday?
Oh, what time's the game?
I think it's an afternoon game.
What time's the pitch?
At the double... No, they play on the pitch.
Because I'm going to be in the West Coast time, so I just want to...
Oh, is it Vegas time?
Yeah, it's Vegas time.
Oh, you in a sports book?
Yeah,
I
should go to the book, you're right, and see how that goes.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, I don't know if they set a time for it yet. I thought I heard someone would be like in the afternoon, but we'll have to double check.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.? Oh, it's 8 p.m. That's not in the afternoon.
Okay, so that's 5 that's p.m. for me, where I'll be at. I can make it happen.
You could make that happen. There you go.
See what's on the agenda, man.
Not going to hold you to it.
Hey, don't. Don't.
No. Don't. You'll be sadly disappointed if you do. Jason is next up here at 97.1. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Gator. Gator, where do I start, man? It's so, you know, I don't want to speak for the soccer elite, and I just want to say a couple things. I love your show. I love when you guys talk about, you know, traditional Big Four sports and you have knowledge base and whatnot, but one of the things when the World Cup comes around, when it's World Cup time for soccer fans, and soccer is the third most popular sport now in America. Fans identify behind football and basketball, above baseball and hockey. So when you listen to traditional sports radio and you're a soccer fan and the World Cup comes around and you guys start talking about it like it's underwater basket weaving or it's some fringe thing or, you know, and I get you don't understand it or whatnot, but man, it's like if you take your wife to a baseball game and she's asking all kinds of weird questions about, well, why do they hold the glove on that hand or why do they, it kind of makes me mental with traditional sports radio in America. And you guys really at this point, you need to have someone on staff,
Let me ask you this. Have we been that bad about it? I mean, I can understand
Jader,
I can understand being soccer elite on this, all right? I don't have a problem, but I admit it, right? I'm not the biggest fan in the world. I played the game when I was younger. I have a basic understanding of the rules. But what is it that we've said so far today that has you compelled the call in to the point where like you've almost lost it with us?
Well, I mean, it's just the way you talk about it. I mean, you wouldn't talk about, you know, football or basketball with the same, you know, like, well, you know, why do they stop outside of that arc and shoot the three pointer? Why don't they just throw it under the basket?
Again, what have we said? I don't have a problem with you being upset, but what was it that I said that upset you?
Well, you know, I mean, just not understand. So the flopping thing, and look at, there is, I'm not going to deny some of that goes on, but they're trying to draw fouls, like to get a competitive, and you see that in any sport, like basketball or whatnot, you know, where they're now, and also I will say that people sometimes underestimate in terms of, have you ever been kicked in the shin, you know, really hard? I mean, you know, it'll bring you to your knees. You know, now I'm not saying like, you know, there's hockey guys
when it happens, I totally get it.
Like,
yeah, when that happens.
You know, so, but, But, like, you know, just not understanding, you know, the fouls, or, again, like the offsides, you know, the offsides, it's just like in hockey, you know, it's designed to prevent competitive. And they do, you know, they've tried to adjust a little bit. But, you know, there is, if you're a little bit body part of in front of the line when the ball is kicked, it is offsides. But it's just like some of those elements, or when you're talking about, you know, the pace of the game, right? Well, come on, baseball, is that got a great pace of the game? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Mean, I hear you, but I feel like you're projecting all that on me in Jason. Our show, and I don't think I've said any of these things.
Not on you. I mean, it's just that traditional sports radio in America, when you're listening to, like, your 97 ones or that type of thing, you know, it's always talked about like it's some fringe sport or that.
Yeah, it's
like
not a, no, but
there's
but
not
understand
many
this.
People interested right. in it. When the youth in America, man, it's like the number one, generationally, yeah. Like I understand you're like, what, 50 or in your, like, so I get, but generationally, you're talking to a lot of 20-somethings and whatnot who are going to be like, what are these guys?
No, I hear you. I hear you. At some point, and everybody went through this, and same, thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate it. I really do. I don't mind you calling it out, but I just, kind of weird because I didn't think we did any of that. But when I was a kid, the same thing happened. Like, we had the North American Soccer League came around. We had the Detroit Express. We're playing in the Silverdome. We had one of the most exciting players in the world in Trevor Francis. And soccer was booming in the late 70s. Every kid played soccer, yours truly included. I played soccer from the time I could play, was first grade. And I played through seventh grade. And then when it got to seventh, once you got past seventh grade, you had to make a decision. Do I want to play soccer or do I want to play football? And there were still plenty of kids that went on and played soccer. And soccer was always a youth sport. And it has slowly gotten bigger and bigger. And I'll grant right now it's experiencing a boom. And it will, as long as, and there is, I think, a direct correlation to how good the national team is to how popular the sport's going to be. And the sport is gaining in popularity for sure. And yes, we all recognize internationally it's a sensation. Here in this country, not so much. It's behind the Big Four. But right now, it's experiencing a popularity boom because it's being played here in this country. Because
we're talking about like exactly at this moment.
Yeah, exactly at this moment. It's going nuts right now because the World Cup is here. You get to see the passion from the fans around the world actually coming here to the States. We've done shows about, you know, the Scots taking over the bars in Boston and drinking them out of beer. You know, the Norwegian fans have been unbelievable. You've got the...
But those are foreign fans. They're not American
fans.
No,
I know, but my point is that because they're all coming here, it brings more
attention
yeah.
to it. I get that. But I'll say this. I probably, Jason, didn't like the fact that you asked, why aren't they using their hands? That probably pissed him off.
I didn't say that.
I know, I'm kidding. It sounded like he was...
I didn't say any of the things. I literally didn't say any of the things he said.
But I will say this. I know he loves his sport. I don't think he did any favors trying to help his sport with that call. Like, I don't know if he realizes that or not, but I think he actually turned more people off. You know, right, like that were maybe fringe. Like, hey,
yeah. I think people that don't care for soccer, if you ask them, do you know that soccer is the most popular sport outside the United States? And they'll say, yeah. We know. And? Right? Okay, it is, without question. And it'll gain in popularity. I hope it does gain in popularity here. I hope that MLS becomes a sensation here in the States. And that one day Detroit has a franchise that's, you know, going to pack 50,000 people in a stadium to watch. That'd be great. But I think we're a ways away from that. And we've been led down this road before. But I do think that there's more young people playing soccer than ever before. I don't have the numbers to back that up, but it's just a gut feeling.
No,
that it's like that because knowing friends of mine that have kids and they're all still playing soccer. The girls' soccer has absolutely exploded.
Listen, I have two.
Well, that's
young
probably
children.
More popular than men's soccer.
I have two young children, and that's. I mean, you factually and statistically, they may be correct, but also you bring into the fact that the business end of youth sports.
Well, that's the
soccer.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Travel, AU. I mean, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but you can't ignore that maybe more people are into soccer because
they've
they
got
want
a financial commitment.
Yeah, exactly.
To it now, right? My kid's not just playing the rec league. Now I actually got to pay, you know,
yes,
$6,000 for the kid to play. I got to go to this tournament out in, you know, East Milwaukee dude, next week.
And this ain't pro bono, man. Somebody's making money off
absolutely.
Of this.
You know what I'm saying? That's why they're building that soccer,
talking about it.
Downriver or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, this is someone, there's, you know, people are getting paid. It's a business. You know, they're not doing it. You know, there's profit involved.
Absolutely. There's profit involved. Nonetheless, thanks for the call, Jason. Appreciate it. And I did ask for it. I wanted to hear from the soccer elite. And what are their thoughts of what's going on right now? And it sounded like he wasn't thrilled at the parachuting in of the sport, which if you want the sport to grow, you're going to have to appreciate the parachuting in and have to cultivate that and try to help those fans along to really respect the game. Maybe trying to defend the flopping, that's not going to work out too well. Everybody can understand if there's a collision involved and players go down, if somebody goes down and they're legitimately hurt and you see the replay, like, oh, and there were times last night when, oh, yeah, that's gonna hurt. I understand why he's down. Those are fine. It's the ones where somebody, you know, barely brushes up against somebody and they're grabbing their knee like it just got shot off on the Zapruder film. That's the problem that people have with the flopping. And it's the same problem, by the way, that people have in the NBA. How many shows did we do about the foul baiting that goes on with James Harden and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and others and Jalen Brunson? All the foul baiting that goes on, the flopping that happens in the NBA. We can't stand it. We call it out in all the sports. You feign an injury. It happens in hockey, too. Guy, a stick comes up on a player, gets up to his shoulder, but he'll grab his face like he just got, you know, his eye gouged out. And that's not the case. We call it out.
Yeah, when a quarterback gets barely touched and he flies to the ground and looking for a flag and then he holds his head, you know, like, yeah, we don't like it in general, the over-embellishment. Yeah. And I get why it's there because they're trying to get an advantage for their team.
Exactly. But the pushing and shoving after a play in football and then a player recognizes there's an official by and he gets touched and he goes flying.
Like he's like off a launching pad.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like Brock Lesnar just, you know, threw him off of the ring. Yeah, that's a little much. And we call it out. We call it out. In the meantime, last night, a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward and I'm actually happy now that the game's at 8 o'clock on Monday. I thought it was good that Doug had talked about this being an afternoon game. Thankfully, it's not. That's great. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.